How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello and welcome to Dream Possible, where you hear compelling stories of people who have pursued their dreams against all odds and reason and made them possible. What can we learn from their journeys? Well, that's why we're here. We're going to find out. I'm Maria Retan. I had a dream once to become a news executive at a major market. Check. Then I had a dream to establish my own communications consultancy. Top Sales Strategies was born from that. And then I had a dream of creating a way to help journalists make a career change. And that became Jump Team Coaching. Dreams can change as you change. So what's your dream? Think about that as I speak today with our guest, Sharon Washington, founder and CEO of P3 Solution. Sharon, welcome to Dream Possible.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks for having me on here. I'm excited. I don't rarely get to talk about my dreams. It's always straight to the communications and marketing. So this is a great breather. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, it's the fun part, right? I mean, being able to talk about the dream you had and how you made it happen and then what you're dreaming now, because we all, right. Our dreams do change, you know, as we change. So I want to talk first about P3 Solution. Mm-hmm. You've been hugely successful with that. Tell the people out there what it is.
It's a MarCom. So in academia, I'm a adjunct professor at Trinity University too. So for my business, MarCom is marketing, a combination of marketing and communication things. And it's not a fairly new term. If you're in communications, you kind of know it. But for other people, when I say MarCom, they're like, what is that? I put P3 Solution together. To be honest, that wasn't even my dream. So someone else saw this opportunity for me. A manager of sorts in the past said, you should start your own business. Not that she wanted to fire me or anything, but I was really tapped out and exhausted of traveling. I was a marketing director at the time, and I had a small child. So she's like, you should do this. And so the P3 Solution was born, and it originally was an event planning, graphic design. It was a hodgepodge of stuff, like all the things that I believed that I could do. And it's not different. It's a little different today, but more succinct, more marketing and communication. So
you really narrowed that focus, it sounds like. You know, I when I started Top Sales Strategies, I said, you know, there's a lot I can do. Right. And the universe is going to tell me what I should do, right? So I'm going to put it out there, right? And yes. And the universe told me what they wanted to buy me for. So I can relate to that. And I can relate to the travel and having a young child. You know, when I left I was at a huge ad agency for about 10 years and I was traveling almost weekly. And I had my second child there and I was like, I can't sustain this anymore. I just can't do it. And that's when I left and ultimately did start my own thing. So yes, shout out to all the moms out there, right?
Absolutely.
So you talked about how this was not your original dream. So let's back it way up and talk a little bit about your growing up and maybe what you were dreaming when you were a young girl and how that journey kind of processed its way through.
So I'm laughing because it's funny. I tell the story about my mom. So my mother was a single parent at the time and my mother is a CPA. So her thoughts about life is very linear. It's straight. It's you go to school, you do this. And what she wanted me to do is become an accountant, period, in the discussion. What I wanted to do was be a PE teacher, I want to be a physical education teacher. I dreamed of that because I was energetic. I was always athletic, so I ran track or cheerlead or whatever, play baseball, everything, you name it, I did it. So I thought of myself as being this like over the top physical education teacher. So shout out to all my physical education teachers, because you guys do, and first of all, you deal with kids every day. You do an amazing job. And I really wanted that interaction. My mother told me, no, PE teachers do not make enough money. And you don't. Teachers, I want you to make more money. She said, it doesn't make enough money. I don't see this for you, right? Here's what I see for you. And she mapped out, you'll be a professor, you'll be a business owner, and then you'll be a CPA. It'll be a business owner, CPA. I don't even like kids. Like, what are you talking about?
So yeah, two very different, right, careers. CPA, very analytical, you know, gym teacher, PE teacher, you're creative.
Yes.
And you're active, and you're just,
yes,
you're using your whole body and mind, right, when you're doing that job. So I'm guessing you pursued the CPA.
I attempted to. So what happened is, so I had my son and I went back to school 9 years later. So I went to school as an adult, as a single parent, right? And that was an experience itself, because then I had someone that I needed to be an example for. So when I went back to college, I tried business, being a business degree. Oh, it did not fulfill me, Maria. No, it sucked the life out of me. In fact, the last class that I took under the guise of the business degree was accounting.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, suck the life out of you for sure, suck, right?
Because it's not me. And look, I appreciate accountants. Everyone has their lane. Accounting wasn't mine. I needed to be dynamic. I needed to feel that I was making an impact for me, and that was interacting with people. And I felt that that was too much of a profession that was going to keep me away from people in the way I wanted to interact. So in college, so I went to school and I changed my major. I met my mentor, who's actually my dean now. I met her and she was like, you should try communications. Well, it's like, and do what with it? What can you do? I'm like, all in. And she's like, everything. And so you had me at everything, right?
Right.
So I got this degree and I actually went back to school. So I did not have any plans of getting a graduate degree. I graduated in August and May and was back in school in August for my graduate degree.
Wow. Wow.
And I did it in communications. Yeah.
And so you went in, you got your graduate degree. Obviously you decided this is for me, right?
Yes.
Or you wouldn't have done that. So you found your thing. Mm-hmm. Then did you go and work for somebody else for a bit? And how did that work out?
So I was always under the umbrella of associations. So in DC, the association world is probably second employment, larger employee, have employment for, instead of the government. So I went to the association world and I bounced from association to association in different pieces of PR, because I was trying to find my way, because I thought PR was where I needed to be. But we did press conferences back then.
News releases. Yeah.
Yes.
The bane of every PR person's existence.
Oh
yes.
My God. You had to type them up. See, and they were for me boring, because they one
sure.
note, right? It's a formula in which you write it, you write that, and then you move on to the next. And I was working for associations like medical associations. I think one time SARS was going on at the time. It was just flat.
Yep. So then you're like, it's okay. It's not my dream, right? It's not my dream. But then you said someone recommended you start your own business. What was it about that suggestion that made sense to you?
Freedom, right? So I thought to myself, I would still be making the same money. At that time, I found my husband. I think, yeah, look, he'll probably say, what? You think? Yes, that was 18 years.
I think that was the time, yes.
That was the time. So I found my husband when I graduated from school, but we were solidified and everything by the time I started my business. And he was like, well, if you're making the same money, it's not going to affect the household. Do it. So he was supportive. My son was in middle school at the time, and he was a little bit more independent.
Yeah.
So, and then the great part about it is I could be home. So if you have mothers that are listening, I know that it's important, even though, you know, during these times, I guess we stay home a little too much with the kids. But at the time, you know, you didn't get much time with your children for me, because I was working, I was director, we were traveling. So right. I could be home. He was home when I got there. I'm a traditionalist in that I cook most nights. So it was important for me to see that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I could go to the mall in the middle of the day.
Very exciting, right? Yes. Yeah. When I'm done. Yes, I'm going to go create that company, right? Well, and we all know that the idea, the concept of a company is way different than launching and executing a company. And there's having done two now. I definitely can say
yes.
That. We've got a few minutes before we have to take a break. So I just want to get one more question in.
Okay.
What was it like that first year? Like, what did you learn? Were you happy ultimately that you did it, or were there some major barriers that were thrown up?
It was a dream. And I tell you why it was a dream, Maria, because the business was already set up for me. So here's the thing. I had created the name and what I was going to do. I had built connections subconsciously. I didn't know this until now. I had built connections that said, some of my friends went in politics. They were graphic designers. They were like, here, take my clients. I had already had my association where my manager said, you should do this for yourself. And we will hire you as our consultant. It was right. Like, oh, really? And you're going to pay me more money? Oh, yeah. What's the catch? So for me, I was happy as a lark until those things that business wasn't there anymore. Because as you know, people change. So they go, okay, well, we're not using, our budget may change. And it was 2006. So going into that 2006, 2008 kind of recession area, when that era happened, bam, there was a reality check on, I started a dream. What am I going to do? Am I going to release it? And the answer to that is I didn't release it, but I did go back to work for a little while to understand. I think that you know, I'm spiritual. So I think that in this sense, that there's a divine hand that's going, you need a lesson taught to you, and then go back to building your business. So I went to work and was miserable. That was number one. And number two, I learned that I needed to nurture more leads so that I could build a real business. And it wasn't that easy.
Ah, great, great tee up for the rest of the conversation. Hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Sharon Washington is going to tell us more about her dream journey.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training, a weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Welcome back to Dream Possible. I'm chatting today with Sharon Washington, founder and CEO of P3 Solution, and she's all things MarCom. MarCom, if you don't know it, look it up. Marketing communications. I'm in that business, so I totally get it. We are talking about Sharon's dream journey and how it's changed. And right before the break, Sharon, you were talking about how you had to go be taught a lesson. You had to figure out how to generate leads because those had kind of dried up and we were here at the precipice of, you know, the recession of the 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. So when you came back and decided I'm going to restart that business, talk just a little bit about learning from mistakes, because you do talk a lot about learning from mistakes. And I think we in general try to spend our entire lives avoiding mistakes, right? Yes. I personally know that I've learned the most from my mistakes. So talk a little bit about why failing is important and maybe a little bit about what you learned.
Thank you. So Maria, I'm with you. Leaning into that, mistakes will happen. That's it, right? And being able to understand, I don't know, you know, mistakes, lessons, right? In language influences perception. So lesson, I call them lessons. I used to call them mistakes, but for me, they're lessons like you, where when building the business, I realized, oh, this isn't easy. I think people think that entrepreneurship, I hear this all the time from my 9-to-5 working friends. I'm quitting my job and I'm becoming an entrepreneur. And I go, you won't have sleep. So and you're constantly not only worried about where revenue is from, especially when you're employing people, right? You're responsible for those people, but how are you going to reinvent yourself when a pandemic hits? How will you reinvent yourself? So the lessons are what I've learned about being in business is that lessons are necessary and they're continuous. So, when things like 2020 happen, don't get me wrong, I was feeling like, what am I gonna do? However, this is no different than entrepreneurship 101, right? Right. We fall into pitfalls all day, all the time, minus a pandemic. So I had to treat it in that. So for me, it's important to fail forward. I think people say that. Do it. Don't even be scared. If you wanna do it, try it. Don't be scared, because you're not failing. The other part of this is that if you don't do it, you're going to regret that you didn't do it. So you don't know it's going to work if you don't try. I try every idea I have. And my friends get sick of me. I'm like, hey, I think we should do this. And they're like, have you thought this out? I planned it out to where I think it might work. Let's see. And if it doesn't, I no longer get down on myself if my ideas don't work.
You know, it's interesting. When I started my first business at 48, and I was the sole breadwinner of my family. And I thought, if I don't try this, I'm going to regret it. Yeah. You know, I'm going to regret it. And I'm going to give myself a year. So I did put a timetable on it.
Wow.
You know, and I'm going to give myself a year. And if I'm still able to make my mortgage, you know, then I'm going to give it another year. Well, it'll be 6 years in August, and yahoo, right? But I hear you loud and clear when you say just do it, because you don't know. And what I want to tell people, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but everything you've ever done leads you to this place.
Yes. It led me right here to someone. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm like, absolutely. I regret I don't regret the job I've taken, anything, because right. it's all relative. All
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's led you to the place you are today, which allows you to achieve the next thing, right? And it tees you up to whatever's next, because this isn't the end game, right? This isn't the end game. There's always going to be something different. So I hear you on that. And, you know, you've actually even created a book about making mistakes. I want to do a shout out on, you've got two books under your belt, but it's the one about marketing mistakes called The Oops Moment, Eliminating Marketing Mistakes, Mishaps, and Missteps. Talk about writing the book, because that's just a whole nother, was that a dream as well?
So I'm actually a third time author now. I actually wrote a cookbook too.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. See, it's do it. I thought of it. I said, I'm going to do it. But the oops moment, many of my clients were making the same mistakes over and over again. So branding mistakes, understanding marketing, pricing mistakes, right? So even large companies were making the mistakes. So I thought, and I'm all about succinct. So with my company, it's about simplistic marketing. This gets you the leads that you want. That's my philosophy. So correcting these mistakes, or knowing that you're in that red air danger zone and not to move so far in that danger zone, was important for me to teach to other people. So the oops moment absolutely gives scenarios, real life scenarios. They've all happened to someone in their stories of different companies, including Dove and H&M. Mm-hmm. It's a few things about their oops moment with their marketing in there to show companies that, hey, here's a good footing where you want to start. Or for my veteran companies who have been these mistakes over and over and over again, and trying to figure out, why am I not getting leads in this area? So, it was a
joy to write. We can all learn from others, right? I mean, I do think we learn from others probably better, right, than just reading it in textbook. We want to see the real life mistakes.
Right.
You know, you talked about, and I don't want to end this conversation without a shout out to Your Worth Is Valued, because you talk about having an idea. You talk about, I'm just going to do it. I have to let the people know about hashtag Your Worth Is Valued, really honoring Black men, and talk about that. I mean, because that's another part of you. I mean, it's not connected to P3 Solution, right?
No.
Yeah. This is just something you had a heart for, you saw. Explain what it is and how you came up with the idea and made it happen.
Oh, absolutely. So every March, I actually give a woman, because it's Women's History Month, I give women, I honor 30 women for the whole month on all my social media pages. They take over. And so in the about May of last year, maybe April or so, I was feeling low with not just the pandemic, but civil unrest, right? I think George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, like all these things.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So all of these things was happening. And I could see it from my lane that it's a branding problem. So I teach intercultural communication at my university. And we talk often about people's mindsets and what they think with their bias. And bias is truly about positioning. It's brand. It's your experience. It's you executing your experience. So for me, my community of Black men, A, didn't feel very great about themselves, all of these images, in centuries, right? Two, I think that when we absorb a lot of the media and you're not of the media, so you can't really say, well, some of this is because of this, the sensationalism and things like that. I never like to bash the media because I'm a communications major.
Right.
We need it.
Right.
But when you absorb these images and you interpret them, this comes out to poor branding. So I believe that the Black man is not for himself and through others getting proper branding. So I wanted to celebrate, especially the Black men in my life, in my community, around the world that I know, that their worth is valued, hence where that hashtag came from, so that I can demonstrate to them, here's an example that you are, and example to others that, look, these are Black men. I mean, I had kids from 4 years old who were models and pharmacists and MBA coaches, and who are all my friends. It's about 106 men. Oh, it was hard.
So great, though. So great. Do you feel like it had the impact you wanted it to have?
So even more so, I was so surprised, because for me, it was about making me feel good, to be honest with you, right? Mm. To make me feel good about my community, I had to give proof that sounds so odd, but I had to show myself, because I'm absorbing all this negativity, that no. There's good in the world. This is what it looks like, right? Mm.
You put a face and a hashtag to it.
And I did. And I put a face, and it went. I was on a couple of news entities and talked to several people about it. And here we are, months later, almost a year later, talking about it. So I'm
right, you know, right on, right. Is it still live? Can we still do it? Can I encourage people to go out there and upload your picture? You know, if you're the Black male, right?
Yeah.
And do the hashtag "Your worth is valued," or if you're
absolutely
who has a Black man in your life and you want to celebrate and honor him, you do that and you hashtag.
Do it.
Yes.
Absolutely. I want this to go on forever and ever and ever and ever. And someone asked, are you going to do it again for 100 different men? Men are more challenging to get them to give you their quote.
I bet.
Than it is ladies in March. So I don't know. It was hard.
Yeah, but so worth it. I encourage everybody to go out there, look up the hashtag and keep the love going with the hashtag.
Yes.
So before we wrap, I want everybody to know, if they've enjoyed your journey, your dream, and they want to help you continue to pursue your dreams, where can they connect with you? Where do you want them to get in contact with you?
So LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, they can find me. So Instagram, I have a new brand, that's out, my lifestyle brand called the SW Life. So it's showing my life 360, including all those wonderful campaigns. That was how I was able to build that Your Worth is Valued. So they can find me at the SW Life on Instagram, and Sharon Washington in all of the other places.
Sharon, I could have probably just spent an hour talking, because we didn't even get to your next dream. You know, I mean, clearly the SW Life plays a role in that. But then what? That right. So we didn't even get there, and we've run out of time, but I will be watching from the sidelines and cheering you on, and congratulations to what
you've been
able to accomplish to date. And thanks for being on Dream Possible today.
No, thanks, Maria. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed myself. And yes, we could have talked an hour. but if everyone keeps in contact with me, they'll know my next dream.
That's exactly right. I encourage everybody to do that. Thank you, Sharon. And thanks to George, my producer, for another great Dream Possible. And thank you for joining me. Until next time, continue pursuing that dream.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.